I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We've talked about the Global Terrorism Index top five countries a lot, but country number six might come as a surprise, India. J.P. Sundararajan with Audio Scripture Ministries says their partners are very familiar with India's Naxalites, a communist extremist group. In one part of India, Naxalites have stopped the Bison Horn Madiya from going to church and meeting with missionaries. But ASM partners say the terrorists overlooked one thing.
They said, people may stop us from attending worship, but they're unable to stop us from listening to God's voice through this audio Bible.
Don't miss the rest of this story. Go to missionnetworknews.org to get the full report. Next, the Ebola crisis in Liberia is turning a corner. In fact, Liberia's president hopes to defeat the virus by Christmas. Peggy Maynard, EFCA's Global Fingerprints Liberia coordinator, says the crisis isn't over by a long shot. And by that, she means high unemployment, high food prices, and a shattered healthcare system. Plus, there are thousands of orphans now.
We are trying to find sponsors for them, which will pay for their health care, their education, will help the families with food.
Global Fingerprints has a response fund going. We'll link you at our website. They're also opening a temporary orphanage. There's an openness to the gospel, which has led to a plan to plant 50 new churches by January. And one lesson taught is another one learned. Reach Beyond recently held hygiene sessions for a radio station in West Africa. And in turn, the radio station's giving hygiene lessons to more than 200 villagers. Each group is learning how to stop the spread of transmittable diseases and the importance of maintaining clean water. For many, hearing that God cares about their health was life-changing. Pray the people in West Africa will continue learning the importance of health. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.